How fun does it get to, I don't care what sport we're talking about, when you get a chance to cover a national championship?
Yeah, pretty awesome. Pretty awesome stuff, Johnny. And of course, you know, this particular event doesn't always come down to this, but this one has. And I got to tell you, I really don't have a great feel for how this is going to go, which I think makes it really fun. And I think both of these teams feel like this is theirs to take. It should be fascinating. It's basically the, you know, number two pitcher for each team on the mound. Both of them have been pitching extremely well, and they've kind of maneuvered to get here, you know, some different things to maybe one side a little bit better shape in the bullpen than the other. But it's going to be either the, you know, everyone's favorite, you know, elite, no big surprise to win it team, Vanderbilt, or, you know, a true Cinderella, basically, like, you know, a team that barely gets into the tournament and then just goes on an absolute tear to get there. And I could see either one happening.
You know, I was going back and looking at past College World Series results, and the fact that, you know, here we are, we have Michigan representing not only the Big Ten, but teams from the North. There has not been a national championship in baseball won by a team in the North since 1966, when Ohio State did it. Only 7 times total since they've been awarding a championship since 1947. We haven't had one since 66, so Michigan not only playing for their third national championship, but they're also playing for so much more as well.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just, you're just not used to even seeing a team from the North in Omaha. I mean, I remember when Indiana got here, I think 6 years ago, and that was a big deal in Big Ten country. And, you know, I can tell you, coming from Big Ten country, it's so different in terms of emphasis, in terms of attention. It's just, and I think weather is as big a part of it as anything, but, you know, college baseball for us in this conference and the SEC is just a much bigger deal, and you've got more talent and more resources and more everything. So it's awfully impressive to me to see what Michigan has done. And sometimes teams just get on a roll and get hot. But when I look at this Michigan team, I mean, sometimes I'm surprised to see how, I guess, up and down they were this season, because I think they have some really good players. This isn't just smoke and mirrors, you know. This is. There are some guys on that side who are going to be playing in the major leagues too. And of course, Eric Bakich, as everybody knows, is a Tim Corbin protege and has done, you know, has kind of modeled his program after what Corbin has done. They're a little bit like Vanderbilt North. So it would be a major deal for the Big Ten and just for that region to finally get a champion. That's an awful long time.
Well, and I was amused by a lot of the social media back and forth about Michigan, about Omaha, about the SEC, and all the anti things that are against Vanderbilt, for example. But, you know, I was just reminding everybody earlier, I mean, Nebraska now is in the Big Ten, so it's Big Ten country in the first place. And then, secondly, the fact that the Big Ten Conference baseball championship is decided right there in that same ballpark. So you can see where, especially the local folks that are coming out, why they would pull for a team from the Big Ten, for example. And you throw into the mix, you know, they're Cinderella. You know, they're the underdogs. They were a number three seed in their regional, in the regional that was the 16th of the 16 that were out there. Now, Oregon State was the, you know, last year's national champs, but they, you know, it's not the same Oregon State team this year as it was last year. And here's Michigan as a three seed. They advance out of there, and then their reward, they had to go to LA to take on the number one overall national seed, and they took 2 out of 3, and that's why Michigan advanced to the College World Series. It's like we've talked about before as far as men's basketball tournament. You know, the best team in the regular season isn't always the team that cuts down the nets. Sometimes it's just the team that's playing the hottest basketball at the time in those 3 weeks as March Madness rolls into the first week of April. In this case, tonight, we get the team that's been that consistent team throughout the season in Vanderbilt, the number two overall national seed, and we get Michigan playing their best baseball at the right time to be in this position.
Yeah. Well, and you know, with this tournament, you'd think some of that, obviously, the basketball tournament, one and done, one game, you know, yeah, I mean, obviously anything can happen. you know, with double elimination, you'd think you'd have a little bit more, I guess, of a result that reflects the seeding and things like that. But, hey, Michigan has certainly earned its way here. It's funny, I was talking to a photographer who, you know, has shot Michigan all year and lives in Ann Arbor and, you know, knows the team well. And he said, even after all that, going to UCLA, all that stuff, he still expected them to just drop two and be out, and it would have been, hey, great season, amazing, got to Omaha. But they just kept amazing him, too. I mean, they're just playing at a much higher level than they did most of the year. Now, of course, leadoff hitter's out tonight. That's a big loss. You know, that's a tough break. It was hard to watch that injury last night, and so that could have a bearing, too. But still, it's going to be – I mean, it's on the mound, you knew Michigan had an edge in game one. You pretty much knew with Kumar Rock or Vanderbilt had an edge in game two, and that's how it played out. And this is going to be interesting because Mason Hickman has pitched really well. Kaufman from Michigan has pitched really well, and they have Criswell available. And I think that's what it's going to come down to, is just which guy, probably which starter, you know, is just better tonight.
You know, I saw the stat last night, and I started playing around looking back at the history, the fact that with the win last night, Vanderbilt now 58 wins, it's the most ever by an SEC baseball team. And previously it was tied with three other SEC teams. LSU did it twice. South Carolina did it once. So I thought, okay, great stat. So now Vanderbilt has it by itself. But I wanted to see how those three previous teams, how their season played out. Well, LSU, national champs in 97, 2013, they didn't play for it. And then South Carolina in 02, when they were also a part of that record with 57 wins, they finished as the runner-up. So you have one winning it, one finished as the runner-up, and then you had the other one not even playing for it. So I decided that I didn't like that stat too much, and I started focusing on the number 59.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, if Vanderbilt wins it tonight, we've been kind of talking about this in the press box the last few days, but, you know, trying to go back in the record books to make sure we have it right. But, I mean, it's, you know, you're talking about SEC regular season championship, SEC tournament champion, you know, national champion, and then the wins record. I mean, you can start talking about this team, you know, as the best ever. You can start comparing this team to any of the great teams that have come through the SEC, and, you know, I mean, maybe even college baseball. That's one of those things that, and I've made this point, you know, a few years from now will also kind of help shape that. Because, look, let's face it, if 5-6 guys from this Vanderbilt team end up having substantial major league careers, then that makes it even easier to look back and say, man, how many teams were better than that one? I think there's a decent chance that happens. But either way, the performance itself, pretty special, and of course, one win from making that a conversation, and then one loss from an awfully tough case of, you know, what if, because it's just such a good team and such a veteran team, and you just don't get teams like this very often.
Well, in 2015, Vanderbilt, when they were playing Virginia again, the team that won the national title in 2014 was not, on paper, the best of the two teams when Vanderbilt took on Virginia, yet Vanderbilt won the national championship. In 2015, Vanderbilt was the best team on paper. They win game one. Unfortunately, they lost games two and three and finished as the runner-up. Certainly, you know, going in and before this tournament started, if I said Michigan was playing Vanderbilt in the College World Series Finals, no doubt about it. It's Vanderbilt, as on paper, the better of the two teams. And, you know, when you get this close, anything short of that is a disappointment, but probably more so from a Vanderbilt perspective, because Michigan, you know, every win, being in this position in the first place, yeah, you want to win it all. But, you know, back in the early part of May, you didn't even think you were going to even be in the NCAA tournament, much less in Omaha playing for a national championship.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, you know, I mean, either side here, I think with Michigan, and, you know, I've been reunited with a lot of my media friends from the state of Michigan and kind of getting a feel for this. And it's very much like you'd expect. I mean, I think Michigan fans, you know, just in the last month, a lot of them have really just been turned on to this team. But, you know, it's a big deal now. And so everybody's into it. It would still be awfully crushing for, for this incredible story to end in a loss. But no question, I mean, Vanderbilt came into the season expecting to be here, hoping to be here, and to get all the way to the final game and to lose to a team that just frankly is not as talented, is not as good as Vanderbilt would be extremely disappointing.
Well, the other part too is when we look at Vanderbilt so far in the College World Series, the fact that, you know, one of the big pluses about this team, and I was talking about it on the show yesterday, you know, 26 times this year Vanderbilt has scored in double digits as far as runs. So of their 70 games, 26 have produced double digit runs for this Commodores offense, and yet we're talking about a team that is batting almost 100 points less as far as their batting average so far. They're fortunate to be in this position. At the same time, you just keep wondering, when are those bats, you know, they're hitting some balls really hard right on the button. Last night, good example, especially early on in the first couple of innings with nothing to show for it. You just keep thinking that one of those major run outbursts, maybe like what we got with in the deciding game of the Super Regional when Vanderbilt exploded on Duke. That would be kind of nice tonight for Vanderbilt.
Yeah, well, I know I've seen some Vanderbilt fans who have said, you know, this feels like Duke, and I'm just like, yeah, I don't see 13-2. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but look, I mean, you see this in the baseball postseason at any level a lot, right? I mean, you get to the best pitching, and it beats the best hitting, you know, when it comes down to it. And so you're going to play teams that have excellent pitchers pitching at their best at this level in Michigan. You know, Louisville also, you know, great performance, you know, in the game before the final series. Michigan had one of the best pitchers in this whole tournament going game one. So some of that is just that they've come up against really good pitching, but I think some of it too is that they were pressing. Even, and I agree with Tim Corbin last night after the game. He said, you know, you could see, I think he said, you know, just squeezing a little tight, just like in hockey, you know, squeezing that stick a little tight when you're trying to score and you're just not playing loose and, you know, it's chasing balls out of the zone, not quite centering balls, just a little bit over anxious trying to make something happen. And, you know, Michigan helped them last night. I mean, that error, that should have been a double play, and then a couple spiked pitches, and, you know, they scratched one out. Maybe that loosens them up. They seemed like a very tight team even last night through the game. And obviously Kumar Rocker carried them. Maybe, you know, they're loosened up now, and we'll see what that lineup can do. But, again, Kauffman's really good, and so is Criswell. So I just look at this game, and I envision – I think we're going to finally get one of those really close all the way to the end games, 3-2, 4-3 kind of thing. That's just what I'm feeling right now.
Joe Rexrode with the Tennessean joining us. You and I were having some fun after the game last night, just throwing some nice stats out there. But, you know, you can't overstate what Kumar Rocker has done. I mean, playing his first year for Vanderbilt, yeah, he's a freshman, but at this point when you got this many games under your belt, you're really not quote-unquote a freshman anymore. But with that said, the fact that in four starts in the NCAA tournament, 4-0, ERA of 0.96. His ERA actually went up last night by allowing the run in the sixth and a third innings. But in 28 innings pitched, 44 strikeouts. So he's averaging 1.57 strikeouts per inning. You want a nice 2-to-1, 3-to-1 ratio, right, with strikeouts to walks. His ratio is 9-to-1. 44 strikeouts, only 5 walks, and he has limited the opposing teams to only 15 hits in 28 innings pitched. You know, that is somebody that's a third-year, fourth-year player. You don't usually get that kind of performance in these big stages, and not one but two elimination games, Duke and then, of course, last night. I mean, what more can you say about Kumar Rocker?
Yeah. Well, and they're not here without him, obviously. I mean, again, we talked the Duke game, which is something people talk about for years and years. I mean, that totally changed that whole series. I mean, after the first game, it was like, whoa, these guys are about to get rocked out of their own park, and he flipped that. And then he takes it to Omaha and pitches another excellent game. And then, again, his team needs him, and he was just fantastic. And, you know, Michigan, I thought, did a good job even just, you know, trying, fouling off pitches and getting the pitch count up a little bit, and they scratched out, you know, a little single here, error here, a walk here, and they had it, you know, two innings in a row with guys at second and third, and he got out of it. And just a fantastic performance. Again, I kind of wrote this, but even though it's a national championship night, I still was thinking about, man, the next 2 years, how much fun is it going to be and how much excitement will it be around every time he pitches at home? Because everyone knows they're watching, you know, probably the number one pick in 2021 and a guy who could be special in this game for a long time. So that's something to look forward to no matter what happens tonight. But now we see if what he did, again, sort of pushes his team forward into a win. And if it does, of course, they'll all be celebrating a national title tonight.
You know, 2007, that Vanderbilt team could have been in the conversation, best team ever in Vanderbilt program history, didn't even make it to Omaha. The 2015 team, that was a team that featured Carson Fulmer, Dansby Swanson, number one overall pick. The fact that they finished runner-up, the fact that you don't have national champion next to that team's name takes away from them. But if you throw in everything into this mix, as we talked about earlier, SEC regular season champs, the SEC tournament champs, if you're also throwing in national champion, 13 players already drafted off this year's team, you'll be adding to that with next year and then in the following year for those players that will be eligible then in 2 years that are part of this team. That's what this team has the opportunity. But none of that matters, obviously. Only thing that matters now, when the final out is recorded, if Vanderbilt has more runs than Michigan, that's really the only thing that these players are talking about and thinking about.
That's right. And, no, I don't. If they win, I don't think there's any question. I don't see the argument against them being the best Vanderbilt team ever. And you mentioned those guys drafted. I know some baseball people around here, you know, we talk about Kumar Rocker, number one pick in 2021. There's some people who think Austin Martin might be number one a year from now.
Right.
So it's just a ridiculously loaded team and a close team. And, yeah, it would be absolutely the best team. But now, you know, this is a set pressure moment. I think Adam, my teammate Adam Sparks, asked Tim Corbin about, you know, but the guys enjoying themselves. And, I mean, he was like, well, you know, come on. I mean, you can say that, but it's just about you got to try to figure out a way. This is super high pressure, super high focus, trying to win a game. So even though it may be, quote-unquote, fun for both sides to be in a game like this, it's also they both know what's at stake. And that's where you really see some people – you know, rise to that occasion and deliver. And some people struggle with that pressure. So in baseball, it's kind of easy to pick that out sometimes.
You know, I have the, you know, going now for 5 years, I've had the chance to have a nice one-on-one chat with Tim Corbin every week during the baseball season, you know, for 20 minutes or so. And, you know, this year, this is, you know, what they're playing for tonight. You just knew it was on everybody's mind, even back in February. And I'm sure Tim Corbin understood that he had a team that was capable of being in this situation. So it's not really a surprise that Vanderbilt is in this situation. But it's nice seeing everything fall into place week in and week out to be at this point. But one of the things that I talked to him about leading up to postseason is the fact when you think about Omaha, he's been there now. This is the third straight time that when his team made to Omaha that they've been a part of the College World Series Finals. One national championship, one runner-up. Certainly he wants to add another one to that. But you can't take away from that experience how valuable that is, especially going into a deciding game tonight. He's been in this situation two times before. And so you think about learning from past experiences, being able to get the team in the right mindset going into this game against Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody, you know, I mean, certainly when you talk about leadership at the top, Tim Corbin knows all about this stuff. And, you know, I think some people may not realize all that goes into this. I mean, I don't know exactly. I know this. They spend all day and all night analyzing the pitchers that they may see, the starter they'll see, the matchups. I mean, this is heavy, heavy film study and preparation. And then, of course, yeah, on the other side, the hitters and, you know, every little thing, every little rock that they can turn over, you know, these coaches are doing that and trying to deliver information to their players and, you know, sort of condense it into easily digestible information. I mean, this is not just, hey, guys, let's go out and let it rip and let's go play some ball. I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into this, you know, day after day. So, and, you know, obviously, the guy on the other side, you know, was there for years with Tim Corbin, so probably does a lot of the same things. I mean, ultimately, it comes down to the guys on the field performing, but there is no shortage of preparation, and they all know exactly, you know, what to do. They know exactly how they're going to play each hitter in the field. And, you know, it's just meticulous preparation. And obviously with Tim Corbin, he has to have a knack for, you know, getting the best out of his team and for, I guess, sort of alleviating pressure when possible. And this is a big moment to do so.